rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Right, in a slight change from the norm, we are rock, sport and talk, but we're changing the rock bit to a little bit of a different form of music now. A couple of weeks ago, I met a delightful lady who was singing at an event I went to, a Carlsberg event, where there were some former Liverpool players, and of all things, the players and the guests were serenaded with Nessendorma and You'll Never Walk Alone by the fantastic Daniel Thomas. Morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Yeah, incredible. Daniel, I think a lot of people out there might know your name, some won't, but you're certainly making a big impression on the city. How do you describe yourself? Are you a classical singer or an opera singer?
I'm a classical singer.
Classical singer, right. Yeah. But you've also got this title as well, Liverpool's Singer-in-Residence.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Go on, what does it mean?
It just basically means that any civic events in the city, I will go and sing at. So I'm really fortunate to have that title, to be fair. Mm. So any big events go on. So I've done three Queen's events when the three Cunard ships were in the River Mersey all at one time. The Hillsborough Vigil was a very, very poignant performance. And then any Freedom of the City, Citizen of Honour ceremony. So, yeah, anything for the Lord Mayor.
You're involved.
Yeah.
That Hillsborough ceremony must have been quite an emotional occasion for yourself as well as everyone else. And you must be very conscious about getting it right.
Oh, massively. And to be honest, to date, that was probably the hardest performance I've done, to be fair, just because of the significance of it. And, you always want to do your best. But definitely that day, it was just so very, very poignant. So.
What was the performance? What did you do?
I sang Abide With Me on the steps of St. George's Hall. So it was... I just really didn't know what to expect. And so I stayed inside just to get my head together. And as I walked out and basically just saw probably most of the city stood outside.
It was Liverpool.
It was
congregated
literally
there, hadn't it?
Just the whole city. And safe to say, I was pretty nervous and I just wanted to do it right for the families. So, yeah.
Do you ever get stage fright? I mean, it's a funny, people ask me sometimes, as a host or someone who stands up in front of audiences, and I tend to go into a little bit of a solo world where I can't see anyone else out there.
Yeah, I'm massively, almost to the point where if I'm doing a performance, I'm at the sides of the stage thinking, why am I putting myself through this? It's just, I get so nervous. But then once I've done the first couple of lines, I love it, and once it's over, I want to go back and do it all again. So
absolutely. So you mentioned that Hillsborough Vigil, and also the Kenny Dalglish Freedom of the City.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in that one?
Well, just because, obviously, with the whole Hillsborough Vigil, he was awarded Freedom of the City for all his work during that horrific time. Mm. So I was just asked again to sing You'll Never Walk Alone. It's always a song that's always included in these things, but it's a beautiful piece of music.
How did you get into classical singing, or even... Is it wrong to call it opera singing as well? When you
do you know what? There's such a stigma about it. The reason why I don't class myself as an opera singer and people in conservatoires would say that I am not an opera singer is simply because I didn't go to music college full time.
Right.
So I haven't got that little piece of paper to say I can sing, so I'm not an opera singer.
So it's a bit of a snobby attachment
to
this.
Oh, it's massive. Yeah, it's massively snobby, but I'm a classical singer. I still train. My teachers in the Royal College in London. So I see her a couple of times a year. So.
You've got such a powerful voice. At what age did you start singing?
So I was about maybe four, and it was and my granddad lived with me at the time, and I would just sing around the house Disney songs, and he was saying, oh, she's got a cracking little voice on it, and everyone just thought he was being biased because I was his granddaughter.
It's what mums and dads and granddads do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what they do. So he took me to see Phantom of the Opera in the Liverpool Empire when I was about eight. Mm. And it was coming up to my ninth birthday, and he said to me, what do you want for your birthday? And I said, oh, I want singing lessons. I want to be Christine Daae in the Phantom of the Opera. That was it. Literally started singing lessons at the age of nine. And then by the age of 12, I was scouted to go to the Royal Northern College of Music on a Saturday school. So,
wow, that is young, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was that a bit of an eye-opener for you at such a young age?
Yeah, it was, actually. It really was. And I'll never, ever forget my first day at the Royal Northern. So I turned up this 12-year-old kid, which is what I was. Mm. And the first comment that someone made was, watch your bags, there's a scouser.
Whoa.
And I was
stigma.
Just like, oh no, I can't stand anything like that.
Yeah.
But, I enjoyed my time there and, I learned a lot, so that's fine.
Mm. And a lot of young kids might be saying, oh, I want to be Taylor Swift or, you've gone into a distinctly different direction there. Is there a lot of young girls, well, boys even, who would even go down that classical route?
Well, I think nowadays people like Russell Watson and Catherine Jenkins have made classical, well, it's classical crossover now, it's referred to as. They've made it very appealing to people.
It's more acceptable, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, so it seems to be. I mean, I never ever go out and sing things that are overly heavy to an audience that won't necessarily like classical music. I will always stick to popular things like Ness and Dorma. Everybody knows that, so it's not too heavy.
Amazing when you sang it the other night. Absolutely. do you like the football anthems? Obviously, I heard you do a couple. You'll Never Walk Alone, Ness and Dorma.
I love them. I mean, yeah. In fact, my dream is to actually sing one of them on a pitch somewhere just to get the crowd behind me. I couldn't even imagine that many people. So that's on my to-do list.
Thinking, you know, for a few of the cup finals I've been to, I'm sure I've seen there classical
will,
singers
there will
out
be,
there.
But they've all got agents and managers that sort all that for them.
You need that extra step forward. Yeah. If you could give you a little break in a couple of minutes' time, would you have to stand back from the microphone to just
probably.
Sing the opening line?
Yeah.
We might have a go at that after the break. 9:21. Now, it's coming up to a busy time of year for you as well, so we'll talk a little bit about what you're up to in the city, but you're performing down at St George's Hall as well. My guest is Danielle Thomas. She's a classical singer, and hopefully she can choose between You'll Never Walk Alone and Ness and Dorma. We'll have a little go in a moment. See if it breaks the microphone. Your voice might be too much
powerful
for this studio. Right, we'll have a go anyway. Stand by for that.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
Right, my guest this hour is Danielle Thomas, classical singer, has performed in numerous high-profile events, not just in the city, but right round the world as well. And Danielle is going to attempt to sing for us in the studio. I think probably you're going to have to step back from the microphone, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to step back,
right, and I don't know how this is going to go down, but we're fairly football-based in terms of what we do on the show. So we said You'll Never Walk Alone on Ness and Dorma, and we've settled on Ness and Dorma, given the World Cup isn't that far off. Right. Let's see if we can make this happen, or whether the radio station will be broken by the whole thing. You okay?
Yeah.
Right. Let's give it a go. Absolutely amazing. Unbelievable.
Did I break the speaker?
I think that was just about right. You know, it didn't,
okay.
It didn't go too far off the scale. You must know it off by heart by now.
I do know that, yeah.
Where have you sung Ness and Dorma? In what environments?
So most recently, I sang it at the Four Seasons Hotel in Kuwait for the Prime Minister. And the royal family.
That's not a bad booking, is it?
Yeah,
you sang it for the Kuwaiti royal family?
Yeah. And the Prime Minister.
Why were they getting carried away with Ness and Dorma?
Well, because it was the launch of the Four Seasons, so the actual owner was there. He did a big launch night, and I don't know why, but he had classical singers from the UK.
Right. So it's taken you around the world, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've been really fortunate. I've been to Papua New Guinea, New York, Barbados, Kuwait, randomly. Yeah, it's been great.
And what's the range of sort of songs that people want to hear? Is it... It's not all football-based, is it?
Well, no, of course it's not. So I do... When I'm out singing at various events, I do crossover, so I can sing things like Run, Snow Patrol, in a classical style. So...
Wow, cool.
It ranges
can you...
from... I'll give you a CD, Steve. I've got one in my bag for you. so it just ranges from things like that to... And then it's a hardcore opera, really. You know, I can both scales. It's basically just one end to the other.
How long does it take to learn a classical song? Is it quite... I mean, I'm watching you sing Ness and Dorma. There's a lot that goes into just that couple of minutes.
Well, it's more... The hardest thing for me is, because I didn't do conservatoire training, is the language. You know, learning Italian, because I sing in five different languages. It's that is the hard bit. I have to spend a lot of time sitting there and going through it phonetically, and, yeah, it's really hard.
What would the advice be to someone who wants to do it?
Just don't stop believing in yourself, because it's very, very easy to have self-doubt a lot. And I still get that now. And I just think, you know, when I'm on stage, I absolutely love it. And when the horrible bits of the industry come in, I just kind of have to think, well, no, I'm doing this for one reason, and that's just to make me happy.
You need the talent, you need a little bit of luck as well.
You do need a little bit of luck, of course you do, but it's hard work. Work hard, and if you're focused, then you'll do
it. Then it'll come through. So it's a busy period for you in the city, isn't it?
Yeah, huge. Which is
St George's Hall, you're back there. So we were there the other week, but you're going back again.
I'm going back. Not won't be the same without you, Steve.
Oh, thank you very much. So what are you performing in front of?
So we're doing what's called Christmas Classics in the Concert Room. And it's basically two Christmas concerts, one's at 2 o'clock and one's at 8 o'clock, just repeated with the amazing Allerton Brass Band and BBC Radio Merseyside, Sing Me Merseyside Choir.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Can't be saying that on here.
Oh, sorry, yeah. But, I've got to give them a little bit of a plug. No, but it's just going to be a fantastic concert. It's full of just get you in the Christmas spirit. So, yeah.
Right, okay.
Mulled wine and mince pie on arrival.
That sounds
happy
all right,
days.
Doesn't it? Proper Christmas treat watching you do that. Anything else this month? Where else can anyone catch you?
Oh, I'm everywhere. So I'm in Crosby on Friday in St Faith's Church.
Right.
St George's Hall, Philharmonic Hall on the 20th of December with Liverpool Welsh Choral Choir. I've got a website, so if they check my website, it's danielleloisethomas.co.uk. It's all on there.
danielleloisethomas.co.uk.
Yeah.
Right, if you're interested in hearing that brilliant voice in whatever circumstance surrounding, she's available for bookings. She's absolutely brilliant. Thanks for your company this morning.
Thank you. Absolutely superb,
and the best of luck with the way
thank
forward.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you get to the World Cup.
Put a good word on for me, Steve.
I don't know who to get in touch with. I'm sure there must be someone we can get in touch with. Danielle, thank you.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.